Good evening and welcome to Vespers. My name is Scott Kirshner. I am the village pastor here at Holden. I hope that you grabbed a red hardcover hymnal and a blue softcover hymnal called With One Voice on your way in. If you didn't get one, those are by either entrance where the candle is burning there. So if you didn't grab one on your way in, you can go get one now. Wednesdays this summer are what we're calling musical vespers, which means they're showcasing the leadership of our musicians for that week. This week, Tom and Carol, Parameter Dyer. And we will begin worship tonight with the reading of Psalm 141, the traditional psalm of Vespers, from verse 1. Let us give thanks for the day just past and make an evening sacrifice of praise to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us stand as we sing. What is the hymn number? 743 in your blue hymnal.
Attention is a form of prayer. The summer day. Who made the world? Who made the swan and the black bear? Who made the grasshopper? This grasshopper, I mean. The one who has flung herself out of the grass. The one who is eating sugar out of my hand, who is moving her jaws back and forth instead of up and down, who is gazing around with her enormous and complicated eyes. Now she lifts her pale forearms and thoroughly washes her face. Now she snaps her wings open and floats away. I don't know exactly what a prayer is. I do know how to pay attention, how to fall down into the grass, how to kneel down in the grass, how to be idle and blessed, how to stroll through the fields, which is what I have been doing all day. Tell me, what else should I have done? Doesn't everything die at last and too soon? Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life?
A poem by Rilke. I live my life in widening circles that reach out across the world. I may not complete this last one, but I give myself to it. I circle around God, around the primordial tower. I've been circling for thousands of years, and still I don't know. Am I a falcon, a storm, or a great song? I live my life in widening circles that reach out across the world. I may not complete this last one, but I give myself to it. I circle around God, around the primordial tower. I've been circling for thousands of years, and I still don't know. Am I a falcon, a storm, or a great song?
We're going to sing Psalm 139. You don't have it printed anywhere. Just join in on the refrain, and the song starts with the refrain.
When love whispers my name, there is no more hiding. I am beloved when love whispers my name. When love whispers my name,
if I fly to the point of sunrise or far across the sea, your hand would still be guiding me, holding me.
When love whispers my name, there is no more hiding.
As I was made in secret within the deepest earth, your loving eyes beheld me, you know me.
When love whispers my name, there is no more hiding. I am beloved when love
creation, I thank you.
When love whispers my name, there is no more hiding. I am beloved when love whispers my name. When love whispers my name, there is no more hiding. I am beloved when love whispers my name.
We're going to sing the same Alleluia to welcome the gospel that we sang on Sunday, and we're just going to go for it. So if you're new, we're going to give it two times each part, and then we're going to sing it twice through all together. So I think just grab a part, but it's women on this side, women on this side, and then all the men, women and girls and men and boys. So let's just see what happens.
Gospel from Matthew, chapter 6. If you decide for God, living a life of God worship, it follows that you don't fuss about what's on the table at mealtimes or whether the clothes in your closet are in fashion. There is far more to your life than the food you put in your stomach, more to your outer appearance than the clothes you hang on your body. Look at the birds, free and unfettered, not tied down to a job description, careless in the care of God. And you count far more to him than birds. Has anyone by fussing in front of the mirror ever gotten taller by so much as an inch? All this time and money wasted on fashion, do you think it makes that much difference? Instead of looking at the fashions, walk out into the fields and look at the wildflowers. They never primp or shop, but have you ever seen color and design quite like it? The 10 best-dressed men and women in the country look shabby alongside them. If God gives such attention to the appearance of wildflowers, most of which are never even seen, don't you think he'll attend to you, take pride in you, do his best for you? What I'm trying to do here is to get you to relax, to not be so preoccupied with getting, so you can respond to God's giving. People who don't know God and the way he works fuss over these things, but you know both God and how he works. Steep your life in God reality, God initiative, God provisions. Don't worry about missing out. You'll find all your everyday human concerns will be met. Give your entire attention to what God is doing right now. And don't get worked up about what he may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes.
Please turn to hymn number 723 in your red hymnal, and you may be seated if you need to be. 723. I will sing the first verse, and then all the men and boys will sing the second verse. All the women will sing the third verse, women and girls, and everyone will sing the fourth verse together. Got that? First me, then the men, then the women, then everybody. My soul cries out with a joyful shout that the God of my heart is great. And my spirit sings of the wondrous things that you bring to the ones who wait. You fixed your sight on your servant's plight, and my weakness you did not spurn. So from east to west shall my name be blessed. Could the world be about to turn?
My heart shall sing of the day you bring, let the fires of your justice burn. Wipe away all tears, for the dawn draws near, and the world is about to turn.
Okay, now the men, boys.
Though I am small, my God, my all, you work great things in me. And your mercy will last from the depths of the past to the end of the age to be. Your very name puts the proud to shame, and to those who would for you yearn. You will show your might, put the strong to flight, for the world is about to turn.
My heart shall sing of the day you bring, let the fires of your justice burn. Wipe away all tears, for the dawn draws near, and the world is about to turn.
From the halls of power to the fortress tower, not a stone will be left on stone. Let the king beware, for your justice tears every tyrant from his throne. The hungry poor shall weep no more for the food they can never earn. There are tables spread, every mouth be fed. The world is about to turn.
My heart shall sing of the day you bring, let the fires of your justice burn. Wipe away all tears, for the dawn draws near, and the world is about to turn.
Though the nations rage from age to age, we remember who holds us fast. God's mercy must deliver us from the conqueror's crushing grasp. This saving word that our forebears heard is the promise which holds us bound. Till the spear and rod can be crushed by God, who is turning the world around. My heart shall sing of the day you bring, let the fires of your justice burn. Wipe away all tears, for the dawn draws near, and the world is about to turn.
Let us center our hearts for prayer.
When I pray, I feel my heart go deeper, my heart go deeper into my God. When I pray, I feel my heart go deeper, my heart go deeper into my God.
right here, right now,
right where I am, I pray.
Right here, right now,
right where I am, I pray. When I pray, I feel my heart go deeper,
my heart go deeper into my God.
When I pray, I feel my heart go deeper,
my heart go deeper into my God. Right here, right now,
right where I am, I pray.
Right here, right now,
right where
Lord, make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is discord, union. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. Grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Let us pray together the prayer that our Lord taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours. Now and forever.
Our closing hymn is called Lake of Mercy, and we'd like you to join on the refrain. It's not in your book. The refrain says, "Let me rest upon your waters, Lake of Mercy, precious friend. Rock me softly in the midnight wind and make me whole again."
From the shore where moonlight bathes the sand, I set sail and leave behind the land. Let me rest upon your waters, Lake of Mercy, precious friend. Rock me softly in the midnight wind and make me whole again.
As I sleep, oh, make my body heal me deep, heal me deep within my blood and soul.
Let me rest upon your waters, Lake of Mercy, precious friend. Rock me softly in the midnight wind and
rock me through the night. Calm my fear when no help is in sight.
Let me rest upon your waters, Lake of Mercy, precious friend. Rock me softly in the midnight wind, and make me whole again. Take away my present pains and past. May your peace then fill my empty glass.
Let me rest upon your waters, Lake of Mercy, precious friend. Rock me softly in the midnight wind, and make me whole again.
One peace with good courage to serve the living God.